Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I am joined by Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Schlabaugh. Ryan is here to talk to us today a little bit about the proposed community center in Kelowna. So Ryan, it was a big week for this proposed project. Went before the Kelowna City Council, and they voted to go to a special election to decide whether or not the city would issue bonds for the project. What comes next for the community center?
Well, what comes next is the council has directed staff to work with the committee members and to try to educate the public on what the bond would entail, what their vote yes would mean for a project should it be passed, and the financial implications and, you know, the scope and the size and amenities that would be in a new facility. So that's what we're really doing right now. We are going to be putting up three kiosks within the community, and those will go up probably on Tuesday morning. We're putting the finishing touches on them over the weekend. We'll have one at Hills Bank and Trust in downtown Kelowna, one at CBI Bank just west of there, and J-Dubs Foods, the grocery store here locally, has agreed to have one there. And then we'll have literature here at City Hall that people could come in and look at designs and schematics and conceptual renderings and so forth. So as well, early next week, we'll be doing a mailer to all the residents within the city. And that's really going to outline, you know, kind of the basics of, you know, how we got here, what it would look like, you know, kind of the time frame, and most importantly, you know, what financial impact it would have on a resident of Kelowna should it pass.
What will the vote percentage have to be in order for the bond issue to pass?
Yep, it's got to be 60% plus. So 60% to pass, and there's 1,577 registered voters within the city limits of Kelowna. So depending on the turnout for it, we'll need 60% that would vote in favor of it.
And Ryan, could you paint a picture for our listeners kind of about what the place would look like, some of the amenities that would be offered?
So really what the committee looked at numerous different options, whether a standalone facility would be best for the community, renovation, building onto the existing gym, and ultimately, you know, after numerous meetings, the best conceptual design that everybody agreed on was to demolish the 1936 gym that's on the north side of the building, plus a couple of rooms that were adjacent to it from the original construction, and to add on a new 18,000 square foot gym that would allow for a full-size high school court, 94 feet, and then two side courts that would run parallel that would be of the 74-foot length on those. Hoops that would be, you know, at the 10-foot level but would be able to go to 8-foot for younger kids. It would have a 1/11th mile walking track, upper walking track. You know, obviously, dance is a big part of the current community center with Dana's Dance. So we have two rooms that would be utilized for exercise classes as well as to accommodate her dance group here locally. We've got a 19 feet by 107 feet exercise area that would have free weights, ellipticals, cardio machines, pinned weight equipment, and so forth. And then on the upper area as well, we would have two areas for cardio on both ends of the walking track.
Again, that's Ryan Schlabaugh, the Kelowna City Administrator. He's going to be here tomorrow again on In Touch with Southeast Iowa to conclude our conversation.